G'day, David. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Hi, Ray.
What do you got for me?
Have you seen how many days this state government's meeting this year?
How many days they're sitting?
Yeah.
Tell me.
September 6 days, October 6 days, November 9 days, December no days. 21 days for the rest of the year.
Okay. Look, it's funny. It's good I took your call, David, because, of course, we did the figures on the federal parliament yesterday in my discussions stroke argument with Scott Morrison, okay? But
yep.
I've just got this on the email in front of me from my staff. We've looked at the number of sitting days in New South Wales parliament. They're even lazier than their federal counterparts. The New South Wales Parliament won't sit again until Tuesday, September 13. They sit on the 13th, 14th and 15th. The following week is another three-day week, Tuesday to Thursday, the 20th, 21st and 22nd. That's it for September. So in September, we're talking about in total 6 sitting days. Then we go to October. It's Tuesday to Thursday shuffle again, the 11th, 12th, 13th. The following week, I guess they'll overcome the exhaustion of the previous week. They back up to sit on the 18th, 19th and the 20th. Then in November they sit for 6 days, being the 8th, 9th, 10th, 15th, 16th, 17th. They have 3 reserve dates set aside for the following week in November. It's unlikely they use them. So that leaves, between now and Christmas, 18 sitting days in the New South Wales Parliament. How do they possibly do it?
How do they possibly run the country?
Or the state. Yeah. Thank you for raising it, David. So they're even lazier than the people in Canberra. They're sitting 26 between now, or 27, including today, between now and December. Their counterparts in New South Wales will sit for a total of 18 days. 18 days. Be a lot of hand clapping going on with that, I suppose. There's a few happy clappers down there.